The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Friday again, already. Seems to happen fairly routinely. The number one story in the news headlines I'll put up in about an hour. Interesting, another piece by Michael Snyder. He's an excellent writer. As Russia prepares to use tactical nukes, millions of you don't even realize you are going to die in a third world war. So, sobering title. It's a good piece. Meanwhile, on the allegedly representative political government front of these formerly United States, you've got the moron in chief, the imbecile in chief, the pedophile in chief, Joe the Creeper Biden, who today actually gave a speech in Connecticut and ended it with, get this one, "God save the Queen." That's what he said. People were stunned. He doesn't know where he is. He has no idea. This guy is so far incapacitated. Remember in the beginning they used to be able to shoot him up with, we guessed, amphetamines and things to make him appear to be quasi-functional? He's not anymore. He's gone. And, of course, he's got nothing to do with the nuclear football. They wouldn't let him near it. But this guy could do anything at any time. The House Oversight Chairman today said that there is evidence, strong evidence, of somewhere between at least $20 and $30 million in illegal payments made to the Bidens. Illegal payments translating into bribes, extortion money, hush money, whatever. A lot of it came from Ukraine, where the number one witness over there, who apparently promised to help American prosecutors reveal the truth, a woman was found dead. She died. All right, so in other words, things are just as grim as ever and getting worse by the day. Let's go over to Ireland now and spend an hour talking to a truly remarkable man, Father Paul Kramer, who has an inside into the Vatican and insight into the Vatican that few people have. And let's check in with Father Kramer and see what's up. Hello, my friend, and welcome back. Thanks for being there.
Oh, it's great to be back. Great to be back again, Jeff. And I wouldn't say God save the Queen, however. I think Biden must have been incapacitated when there was a transition of power to from the crown. It's no longer a female monarch in England.
No, seems to be a man now, doesn't it? Like I say, the guy is just, he's utterly disconnected. He doesn't know what's going on half the time. He probably lives in some kind of a super medicated twilight zone, and he can still read his teleprompter, I guess, and there are, I believe, one or two body doubles that can pass. They have those full head latex masks, which are truly remarkable. And I think that's part of the game that's going on here. But this guy doesn't know where he doesn't know. They can't shoot him up and medicate him enough to get anything consistent out of him anymore. So let me see if there's a video with this. I want to hear him say this, if it's even there. Let's see. I think it is. Let's see. Here it is. Let's see what it sounds like. I haven't been able to hear this yet. And just for fun, here.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
Okay. He not only said, God save the Queen, but he appended it with, comma, man, which is one of his favorite little epithets that he throws around. Come on, man. God save the Queen, man. This guy is nuts. And then he stood next to the podium.
All right.
And I'll play it again in just a second. And he didn't know where to go at the end of his speech. He stood there, turned to his left, held both hands up, with index fingers extended toward the left, and looked around for guidance. And finally a handler stepped up behind him and said, yes, yes, go that way. And he dutifully went that way. Now here we go.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
God, this is an obscenity, Father Kramer. This is a joke. They might as well have gone to some kind of an extended care facility and gotten someone who was still fairly ambulatory. Probably could have done better than this guy. This guy's mentally gone. His brain is clearly deteriorating by the day. Pretty grim.
Well, he's. It reminds me of the scripture verse, I think in the book of Proverbs, woe to the nation who's... king is a child or something like that. And, the head of state is in its second infancy now, in his second childhood. So I guess that would apply to the United States at the present time.
Yeah, I'll bet he has diapers on some of the time, at least. There are a lot of people his age who are mentally fine. Physically, they may be challenged a bit here and there, but this guy is messed up bad. And he was caught doing something. He was feeling some woman up the other day. Couldn't keep his hands off of her. I saw that yesterday. I don't remember who it was. It was some, I think, a well-known politician, a female, and he was grabbing her. How does it look from over there? When people look at this country, Father Kramer, and remember how it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was the big boy on the block. And now we've been overthrown by an obviously Obama-led communist oligarchy. And you have a figurehead, a man-child now, as you say correctly, into his second childhood. How does it look over there? It's got to be, unless the mainstream media is keeping it kind of understated.
They are keeping it understated because I hear nothing in the American media about his mental condition, which 50 years ago, if the president was in that condition, it would be a major issue. It would be a huge outcry.
They'd remove him on grounds that are provided for in the Constitution. Was it 26th Amendment? I can't remember which one. But, yeah, unfit to serve. He is. He's not fit to serve. Nope. So, yeah. The only thing good about Joe Biden is the Corvette he has in the garage. He's got a nice Corvette, if you like Corvettes. That's it. $20 to $30 million in apparent bribe money. And there is evidence for that, according to the chairman and the House committee. Why isn't the man being impeached? Why isn't he up on impeachment grounds? I don't understand it. Why is Hunter Biden still walking the streets? I don't understand it. No one's bringing charges. I guess it's the decision of the controllers. Don't do that. We're not going there. So I don't know. I don't know.
The rule of law does not exist anymore.
Not here. No, sir.
Law doesn't exist anymore. The definition of law, of course, a law is an ordinance of reason. And the not just the United States, but here in the European Union, in Ireland, and in the United Kingdom, and in other parts of the world, the law is the dictate of the politicians. It's a collective dictatorship of people who have been bought.
Exactly. No, exactly. It's ruled by declaration, executive order, and God only knows what else.
And the laws are so manifestly, obviously against reason. It is as if you, if the government were to decree that daytime is going to be from sunset until sunrise. It's still going to be dark. It's not going to change.
Right.
But they seem to think they have the power to change everything, as if the definition of things is simply something that we arbitrarily assign to things. And this, of course, is this is Alice in Wonderland. I recall in Alice in Wonderland, there's a character named Humpty Dumpty.
Oh yeah.
And there, the line in Alice in Wonderland is that Humpty Dumpty said, "When I use a word, it means whatever I say it means." And Humpty Dumpty said that scornfully. "It means whatever I say it means." Now, we have now laws protecting this gender ideology. And the law, these laws, this whole mentality, all these policies, in many places, it now has the force of the so-called force of law, that a person is to be considered a man or a woman insofar as the person self-identifies as a man or a woman, or in the schools.
Whatever you identify as, that's the buzzword or phrase. If you identify as something, you can be whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
And they say this is in the interest of human rights, and that is a lie. That is an inversion of truth.
Well said.
Because things have a definition, and we do not arbitrarily, according to our whims, assign definitions to things. But definitions proceed directly from what is called primary knowledge. And primary knowledge is something that cannot be proven by systematic logical demonstration, because demonstration proceeds from what is more known to what is less known. So we arrive at the truth from something that is more known, and we demonstrate with premises. This is simple logic. But what is primary, there's nothing more known or something, there's nothing that is prior to what is primary. What is immediately known is primary knowledge. And that's why we reached the absurd point where they have created confusion, and they now would like to dictate to us what is the difference between a man and a woman. And this is a matter of primary knowledge.
Right.
Primary knowledge. That means for all the history of the human race, from prehistoric times down through all the through all recorded history, people universally know the difference between what is a man and a woman. And that is because it is a matter of primary knowledge. And because of primary knowledge, we define things according to the nature of the thing, according to the substance, the very substance. We are, from the moment we are conceived and then we are born into this world, we are substantial beings. We exist as living things. We have our own substance, and we can be seen and recognized for what we are. And that means that we can define things from our knowledge of what they are. So just as we have primary knowledge of there's a difference between a cow and a horse, a cat and a dog, we know that the human being is a rational animal. That's a that's a definition. We have an animal nature, but we have a rational mind. And that is what sets us apart from the rest of creation. So we are defined in such terms. And man and woman are defined because everyone knows, everyone who has primary knowledge, who has the faculty of reason, anyone who has the capacity to grasp reality, knows that a man is a human being of the male sex, and a woman is a human being of the female sex. Now, this is a matter of primary knowledge. This is a definition that is rooted directly in primary knowledge. So that's why it's not something that we arbitrarily assign. It's something that we recognize and we see, we grasp immediately, because we have the cognitive power to understand. We have the an intellect that allows us to grasp, have us to have an understanding of reality. And that is why human beings have known since before and there was ever any civilization. For as long as human beings existed, people have known the difference between a man and a woman. It's founded on the difference between the sexes.
The larger question here is why are we, or why is anyone, even talking about something as asinine and absurd as this? It shouldn't even be on the table. And they've succeeded in creating so much confusion and chaos, and I'm afraid that this whole tranny LGBTQ plus thing is beginning to gain traction amongst people who are easily confused. I'm afraid that that's happening. I don't want to say that, but I'm afraid that is happening. And it's now becoming a legitimate political force and will become even more so as the confusion meter reaches maximum. This shouldn't even be discussed. It's so absurd. Anyhow, but good point. You know, we have a number of, let's say we have a bucket of information pieces that are used to define things. And that's how we create reality. We'll have a question or a sentence partially finished, and we'll reach into that bucket of truths and we'll finish the sentence. Well, that bucket of truths now has been so pervaded with lies and mis and disinformation that people are no longer able to finish the sentences properly, especially Gen Z, the younger people, not all of them, but most. They're lost. Gen X, troubled. Millennials, troubled. So the confusion factor is a real issue here. And the bucket full of proper endings for sentences of reality is now full of questionable and outright fraudulent premises. That's my take. Any ideas on that? Is that a good mental picture? Whoops, maybe we lost. Did we lose? Okay, we lost him momentarily. We'll get him right back. I think that's a pretty good mental image. We don't have the data pieces we used to have to make our own decisions and flesh out our own reality. We as a collective. You there, Father Kramer?
I'm back.
Okay, good. Yeah, did that make sense? We have a bucket of sentences, a finishing sentence pieces that have now been so corrupted that the tendency for a lot of people to become confused now has been seized and is being exploited by the controllers to levels that really I don't think are understood yet. I think they're understandable, but I don't think people have figured out how much of a mess that these communist Bolsheviks have made of things. Everything's confused now for many people. Not all, but many. And I think that confusion is taking root. It's very concerning.
And this is the diabolical element of all of what they're doing, because they would say that it is hate speech for us.
Oh, yes,
to...
I know.
Well, I consider it very much to be hate speech that when someone says that I must accept a lie, that I must say that the falsehood is true.
Right.
Because that's right. one of the most fundamental of human rights, because right. We have an intellect that gives us the power to understand reality, to understand what is true and distinguish it between what is false. When they tell us, they redefine things and tell us that black is white, then I have the right not to go along with this diabolical game. And that's a violation of my rights to say that I'm guilty of hate speech simply because I acknowledge I acknowledge reality to be true, and I recognize falsehood for what it is.
For sure. Yeah. Well, nothing more hateful than that, Father Kramer. I agree. Geez, we're in real trouble here. No doubt. All right. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come right back with Father Paul Kramer in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. Talking with Father Paul Kramer. Story in RK. Let me do a little setup here, and I'll get Father Kramer comment on this. You're all welcome to comment, too. Please do. Sergei Karaganov. Could be Karaganov, but I believe it's Karaganov. He's a professor in Russia. He's an eminent professor. It says, by using its nuclear weapons, Russia could save humanity from a global catastrophe. Now, a lot of you are saying, what? What's he talking about? Let me just do a little bit here. A tough but necessary decision would likely force the West to back off, enabling an earlier end to the Ukraine crisis and preventing it from expanding to other nation states. So, Karaganov, the honorary chairman of Russia's Council on Foreign and Defense Policy and an academic supervisor at the School of International Economics and Foreign Affairs, Higher School of Economics. This guy's well qualified. The article has sparked major debate among experts in Russia. His theory is this. Our country and its leadership seems to me to be facing a difficult choice. It is becoming increasingly clear that our clash with the West will not end, even if we achieve a partial, let alone a crushing, victory in Ukraine. Our clash with the West will not end. Even if we completely liberate the Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporozhye, and Kherson regions, it will be a minimal victory. Minimal victory. A slightly greater success would be to liberate the whole of eastern and southern Ukraine within a year or two. But it would still leave part of the country with an even more embittered ultra-nationalist population, pumped full of weapons from the West, a bleeding wound that threatens inevitable complications, such as another war. He goes on to say, the situation could be worse if we liberate the whole of Ukraine at the cost of monstrous sacrifices and are left with ruins and a population that mostly hates us. It would take more than a decade to re-educate that remaining populace. Any of these options, especially the last one, will distract Russia from the much-needed shift of its spiritual, economic, military, and political center to the east of Eurasia. We will be stuck with a wasteful focus on the West. And the territories of today's Ukraine, especially the central and western ones, will attract resources, both human and financial. These regions were heavily subsidized even in Soviet times. Okay, that's his basic premise. If we use nukes to end this bloodbath in Ukraine and end it now, it may stop an entire nuclear Third World War because people will be horrified and they'll back off. Well, he's assuming the West is being led by, controlled by, intelligent people, which is unfortunately not at all the case, as has been heavily demonstrated. So that's what the big chatter is in Russia right now. It's pretty interesting. Now, Michael Snyder has written a piece that is actually stemming from that very piece by Karaganov. And Michael Snyder says, well, he takes a different approach. He doesn't buy into the idea that the West will back away at the horror of what nuclear weapons can do. He says, as a title, as Russia prepares to use tactical nukes, millions of you don't even realize you're going to die in a Third World War. What's it going to take, writes Michael Snyder, to wake people up? Russia is deploying tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, and there is lots of talk in the Russian media about using such weapons to bring a quick end to the war in Ukraine. The theory is that once the Russians show that they are willing to use tactical nukes, the U.S. and the other Western powers will back off. But, says Snyder, that won't be what happens. Instead of backing off, the Biden administration will respond by using U.S. tactical nuclear weapons against Russian targets in Ukraine. And once both sides have used tactical nukes, it's just a matter of time before the big nukes get used as well. So says Michael Snyder. It's a very interesting question. It's international geopolitical psychology at its highest level. How would the people react? A normal circumstance would suggest that Karaganov may be right, that the West would stop. We don't want New York leveled. We don't want L.A. leveled, etc., and everything else leveled. So let's stop right now. Interesting development. Father Kramer, what's it look like to you? Did we lose him again? I hope he heard all that. I'm not going to do it again, but what do you all think? You think the West is being led by people who would take a pragmatic and prudent approach and understand that Russia does not want to keep killing 10 Ukrainians to every one Russian who is lost, and leveling village after village, town after town, grinding everything up in its path? And if it does go to a point where Russia does, in fact, capture Odessa, Kharkov, those cities are going to be just ruined. How many people are going to die, et cetera, et cetera? So, I don't know. End it quickly and decidedly? Or do you just drag it out and keep grinding people up like there's so much meat? I've said on several occasions, forgive the repetition, that the Russians really should, and I said this 6-8 months ago, simply notify the world and the Ukrainian government, such as it isn't, that Odessa, Kharkov, and Kiev are given 36 hours to evacuate. All civilian populace gone, get them out. And then we're going to level the cities. This country is going to be taken back to square one. That's how we're going to do it. And it's an interesting idea. It's pretty radical. But it does sort of parallel Karaganov's article. The tactical nukes ought to be used. What else does he say here? I guess that's enough, but you get the idea. So what do you think? What are your thoughts? Go ahead, Father Kramer. I can barely hear you. I hear you, though.
I have not been able to read the article because I'm living in the what Gorbachev called the European Union Soviet. And
Todd, can you turn him up as much as you can? He's real low on my end here. Thanks. Go ahead, Father Kramer.
I'm not allowed access to that link, that website, so I could not read the article.
This is did you hear my
Union.
Summary of it? Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll send you the article, but go ahead.
Yes, it was Gorbachev who referred to the European Union as the European Union Soviet. And so the Soviet Union did not disintegrate, it just moved westward. Now the Soviet Union is now the European Union, where we have such an exchange of ideas, of freedom of speech, freedom of the press. But I'm not allowed to read the article, if I talk about these topics, that I cut off twice tonight.
No accident. I think they're playing games again.
So
keep talking as much as you can so we can get as much of your comments in. We've got about 10 minutes left or so. So go ahead.
I can say this much, that we can foresee where all of this is leading.
Yes.
There's going to be European governments, NATO allies, the governments are seem to have a collective suicide pact. And it's going to be brought about because they are pushing Russia to making a decision that the Russians do not want to make. I'm amazed that the Russians have been so patient with the West, with the way the West has provoking Russia for so many years now. But they have a statesman by the name of obviously does not want war. But right. if he's pushed, Europe will fall very quickly. And there are
and
people fair, here
that,
in
that
Europe.
Fairly said, because Europe is almost as disarmed as America now. And it's true. I do think the Russians have the ability to walk right through most of Europe.
And one of the things that we know from prophecy, I've said in the past, a sign that the invasion of Europe is imminent when you will have a revolution in Italy. Now, I don't think Meloni's government is going to be allowed to stay in power much longer.
Another change in Italy. Wow. They've had about 70 governments since World War II, I think, or more.
But this one will be taken down by force of arms. It's a popular government. Meloni will not lose an election in the vote. The only way to remove by force, it's I think that is what will take place because, for example, the Italian government has canceled that so-called Pride Month, and now it is going to recognize mothers and fathers. In other words, families are going to be given the recognition they should, and not these deviant, not these deviant groups that go under this that soup type of banner. LGBTQWXYZ is what I call it.
Right. Yeah.
Because they've got a perversion of every description that has joined this their coalition, and as if this is something to be proud of. And as I said before, it's a matter of primary knowledge. It pertains to nature, the difference in sexes between male and female. That is the foundation of the institution of marriage. Now we have laws, so-called laws, because they are not ordinances of reason. They are, rather than being laws, they are a perversion of law. Institute what they call gay marriage, because marriage is something that is rooted in the nature of the human being. And it is something, as a matter of primary knowledge, we know what are the ends and purpose of marriage. And it is something entirely alien to what these pressure groups refer to as marriage, and got to be, but through their pressure groups, they were able to get the states, governments, change their laws and legislate perversion and invert the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
Because a union of two men or of two women is not a marriage.
No, not by my count. No.
And it's another lie. It's another lie that they make when they say, well, that is according to your morality or your way of thinking. Well, no, this is according to human knowledge, primary knowledge as such. And this is the reason why human beings universally have understood it this way since before the dawn of history, since prehistoric times. The permanent union of man and woman has been understood to be part of essential part of human nature because of what it is and what its purpose is. Propagation of the race. And that's why it's something you can't redefine. You can't change definitions. You can attempt to change the definition, but all you're doing is you are unhinging the term from its definition, which means to say you're destroying the meaning of a thing, so it becomes meaningless.
They haven't understood this.
But if you unhinge the term of marriage from the union of a man and woman, you get what we have today. You have a man in Japan who married a doll. You had a man on a talk show one time who claimed to have married his horse. This is
yes, there are many people who have adopted chatbots as their companions now. Lots of that. This is not unusual. They literally create the avatar. They help pre-program the chatbot to be their friend and their companion, to say things that they understand, that they want to hear. And not like a servant necessarily, but certainly a friendly voice in the wilderness. And there are a lot of people doing this, and it's going to get way worse.
These people, fortunate people, understand those are machines that have been programmed.
Right.
Not in their own, not in their interest.
No. I completely agree. Oh, there's so much out there. Somebody in the military today said that the U.S. military, I'm paraphrasing here, but this was an officer, a ranking officer, I think it was a general, said the U.S. military will not be prepared properly until it begins to recognize LGBTQ+. They're really pushing this in the military. So that's the beginning of the end. Look at Rome. I mean, the soldiers until the end in Rome, they were very well trained and they fought very hard, but things began to dissipate from the top level and it rotted from the head down. But this is crazy what's going on. Just crazy. Doesn't seem to be stoppable, though. Go ahead.
That is a perfect example of why people, I know friends in Portugal, and I have friends here in Ireland, and they all say the same thing, that if Russia does invade, as long as they treat the people well and remove the people who are the government, these creeps and perverts who are ruling over us, these mm-hmm. dictators, these tyrant dictators who are dictating laws that are contrary to the very nature of law, who are destroying in the name of human rights, they're destroying our most basic rights. These people are saying that they would be happy if the Russians would come in and clear all of this rubbish out, to clear all this garbage out of power, because that's right. What we have. That's what we have running our countries here in Europe.
Yeah, well, the Western world, Western Europe, the U.S. Yeah, we don't seem to have the ability or the drive to do it ourselves anymore. We just don't. It's not happening. We can get up and raise hell about Bud Light and Target stores, but we can't do anything about taking control of our country away from these degenerate perverts who really are out to destroy us all. There's no question about that.
Yes, as they say, the scum rises to the surface, to the top, and that's what's at the
top. All right, you know Archbishop Vigano, do you not?
Yes.
Yeah, he is quoted today as saying, in a warning, the priests who are celebrating pride are homo heretics. That's a quote from Archbishop Vigano. The priests celebrating pride are homo heretics.
Yeah, and the chief priest of that ilk is a man by the name of Bill.
Would you repeat that last little bit? You broke up there again.
The chief priest of that ilk is a man named Bergoglio.
He is indeed.
He is a homo heretic. He just sent out a congratulatory message to some conference in recognition of this. Plus or whatever they call it.
In recognition of what?
In recognition of that perversion.
No. Yeah. Well, it's not just being recognized, it's being institutionalized. We're now teaching our little children, preschoolers, elementary school children, all of this stuff about transgenderism, homosexuality. There was a photo of a woman and her children in a classroom in France, and there was some naked male with his hair dyed three or four colors, teaching them something about pride as part of the Pride Month festivities. What is wrong with these parents who take their children, these innocent little beings, into an event like that? It's just, it boggles the mind.
And what is wrong with the Catholics of the world who see a man who was supposedly their Pope sending congratulatory messages to groups that are up, that are defending these.
Yes.
As if this man could possibly be the Pope of the Catholic Church. It's not possible.
I understand.
It is a theological impossibility for such a man to be a Pope.
I agree. Yeah, it's crazy. Father Kramer, thank you. We're out of time. I appreciate you and all you do. So we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Let's see what happens. Be safe there, okay? It's dangerous times. All right. Very good. We'll be right back. Hold on.